Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting second, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Gilbreth. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill Gilbreth. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second, the third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Splitterv. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball four. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Shaw moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaw scores. Otis moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gilbreth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops it up and throws to first, with Gilbreth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. one out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert bunts towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Paul Splitterf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterf takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. May moves to third. Splitter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Dennehy now pitching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Splitterf moves to third. Patek moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Splitterf scores. Patek scores. There goes Otis trying to get to third. Horton throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Otis for the out. Rojas moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Horton reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Splitterv bunts towards the mound. Dennehy fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Bill Dennehy. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a line drive towards the mound. Kilkenny reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards the mound. Splitterv reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Piniella moves to second. Paul Splitterff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Splitterff hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kilkenny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Price pinch hits for Mike Kilkenny. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Brinkman goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Royals. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Horton reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, K-line hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dean Chance now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Ike Brown. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing first base. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. May strikes out. 1 out. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Floyd pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a fly ball into right field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing shortstop. Kevin Collins pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash pinch hits for Dean Chance. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards first. Oliver catches it and steps on first to double up Collins. 2 outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8. And Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.